This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Families of hostages being held in Gaza protested outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Sunday, urging him to accept a deal being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden. An aide to Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted Biden's framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Biden on Friday aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by the Netanyahu government to end the war. Ukraine's president has accused China of pressuring other countries not to attend upcoming Ukraine peace talks, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit, to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karen Chama.
South Africa has announced its final election results that confirm no party won a majority, and unprecedented coalition talks are starting to find a way forward for Africa's most advanced economy. The African National Congress Party had already lost its 30-year majority after more than 99% of votes were counted Saturday, and it showed it couldn't surpass 50%. The ANC received around 40% of the votes in last week's election. The